Welcome to Short Take. Actor Damien Hardung grew up in Cologne and aged 14, received a scholarship for gifted students to attend a private school in New York City. From 2018 on, he studied medicine as well as acting. Damien is best known for series such as Krypto Rutenbänder or How to Sell Drugs Online Fast, as well as movies such as The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. In 2024, Damien gained even more fans through the series Maxton Hall, The World Between Us, and as Vampire Ben in the miniseries Love Sucks. We talked to Damien via video call for this interview. Hi, Damien.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Perfect.
And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood, ideally, in three words?
A bit jet-lagged, I'd say.
Okay.
Because I'm in New York at the moment. I just arrived yesterday. But besides that, happy and full, probably. Like full of experiences, full of life, which is great.
That sounds like a great combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Well, definitely with friends, I'd say. Ideally with a ball, like doing some kind of sport.
Oh.
Doesn't matter which one. With you're like, what kind of ball is he referring to? And then, just like whether it's playing tennis or like spike ball or football or like whatever.
Okay.
I love doing that with friends. Or this morning I just went to a coffee shop, just like, you know, take a coffee, have a conversation with friends, sit in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and try to like reflect upon life. That's lovely.
Do you have we used to ask if someone had a guilty pleasure, but some people took offense to that. So now we're asking, do you have a secret obsession?
People took, yes. Really? What did they say?
They felt it had like a negative connotation in a way because of the guilty part.
Well, it does in a certain way, right? Because it implies like you're being judged upon by someone
exactly.
else,
yeah.
that you don't
yeah.
stand up for it. So I totally agree with everyone who's been previously saying that. try to enjoy whatever I'm doing. So a secret obsession. Oh, that's a good one. Well, I mean, it's not really secret, but definitely like one of the obsessions is sport. Like I do need to have that every day. Like I woke up here this morning at 8. First thing I did in the States was go to a gym. It just kind of like gets me into the mood of just feeling present and feeling like I'm actually wherever I am at the moment.
Yeah. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be anything film acting related at all. It can be something entirely different.
I did like an internship for a month mm-hmm. at a GP's office in Cologne.
Mm.
And I love that because they literally just gave me my own room with my own patients.
Wow.
That was such an intense experience of people just coming in and like trusting you with their life stories and like trying to gather a new perspective on whatever they're coming for, whether it's, you know, and sometimes it just be them wanting to have like a sick leave testified by you. But then it ended up being like this complete conversation about why they're feeling unlucky in the job or what's going on in their life at the moment. I felt really privileged to have that situation. So I'm thinking back to that a lot. Which also had the funny moments of like people coming in and being like, where is the hidden camera? What's going on here? That's definitely a great month.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think the continuation of exploring feelings. You know people that are at a certain place in their life and you just see them evolve and however small of a part you are in their life, maybe you just have like a certain hint or open up a certain perspective that, you know, helps them or they do the same for you and you kind of like grow together. So I feel like having those kind of intimate relationships and with friends where you help each other through life and through the struggles of like everyday life, that is beautiful to me.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Well, that one is rather easy. I'd say a doctor.
Okay, well. That question was kind of theoretical anyways. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food or favorite dish, either way?
I think Indian cuisine. I love it. Like a good masala
yeah.
is just, it gets me every time.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, the fantasy one, I was talking about that recently when we were like kind of exploring which superpower do you want to have. And I felt like there were two options. One was like a silly one. We were just like, you can take any hit and you not destroyable. So you could just like move to any to any foreign country and be like, well, I need to talk to someone here and just do that. And the second one was like, I felt more honest to myself. It was like, if you see someone and you honestly understand where they're coming from, mm-hmm. I feel like that would be beautiful to like kind of overcome the limitation of language, which is always just an approximation of what's going on within.
Yeah.
And if you kind of really are able to dig into that, that would open up a new perspective. And I think that would just open up conversations that you have with people and the understanding and how to collaborate.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Well, my best friend actually gave that to me because I've never read it. It's from Rilke, Rainer Maria Rilke. Mm-hmm. And it was Brief an einen jungen Dichter. So I enjoyed that. And just enjoyed the language. And also that, you know, back in the days, you, as like a famous person like Rilke, he just took the time to like sit down and then write these like letters to like a fan of his. And I feel like nowadays it's so hard to have these kind of interactions with social media because it's like almost overwhelming. Or like, at least my experience has been that way. Whereas like with, if it was just restricted to like less letters, you could maybe have more of those intimate relationships where you really try to dive into what's going on with the other person, how they perceive whatever you're doing, whether it's art or movies or, you know. That was a fun read. And it's also a short read, so it doesn't take up too much of your time.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory?
Well, I was shooting in Italy for half a year in The Name of the Rose with John Turturro, and it was just an incredible experience being able to look up to all these great actors and learn from them every day. And yeah. So I remember when we were wrapped, a friend of mine who I shot Rap Band Society, Club Dalton Menno with Ivo, he came and we just traveled around Italy and he showed me Call Me By Your Name, which I hadn't seen back then. And so we were like right in the middle of nowhere in Italy after having shot for 6 months, watching that movie with a good friend of mine. And it was just such a beautiful experience because afterwards we just walked around this little town, like sat down at the plaza as it would have happened in that movie and let that idea of love sink and talked about it for a long time. So that movie definitely stuck with me.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Oh, from literature?
We get a lot of like, children's.
I just went back there. That was my first answer because one of my favorite children's books I read, or like, I don't want to say children's book, like youth, young adult, was Aragon. So I think... Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'm going to be choosing Aragorn. I think I'd be choosing Oromus, so his teacher that appears in the second one, Der unversehrte Krüppel, and just his view as an elf on life and what he teaches Aragorn, because it's obviously a fantasy series, but so much about like what magic entails there and like the idea of having this secret language that then, you know, gives you the power of waving that kind of magic. That is, I mean, it's just a metaphor for communication, for connection. And I still go back to reading those books when I'm sick, which I love.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work if you want to.
That'd be so rude.
No, it's not.
So coming from my work, I am definitely excited to see the second season of Maxenhall because I just did the ADR for it. And the second season is like really, really grim and dark and a lot of grief and trauma in my character. So I had like a really tough time shooting that. It's like it really pushed me to a point where I was like, I don't know if that's healthy anymore. And so I'm really eager to see how that played out on screen. But leaving my kind of work, because, I mean, that's just stupid, talking about it, would be, I've read the book Allegro Pastel by Leif Rand.
Yeah.
And I just read that Yannis is doing it, and they're just doing a cinema movie out of it. And I really like the book, so I'm excited to see how the movie turns out.
And since you've been shooting tons, maybe you have some suggestions for our listeners about upcoming or maybe already established German talent that you would recommend them to watch out for as well.
I mean, obviously, my fellow co-star from Maxenhall, Harriet Habig-Mutten.
Yeah.
She's just incredible. It's just a true honor to have been able to play that character alongside her. So I'll definitely watch out for anything she does. Mm-hmm. And also my fellow co-star, Havana and Rick. Oh my gosh, I fell so in love with Rick's acting. I mean, he's established as well. I know he's not new. Maybe to certain kind of audience, he's new. But Rick Okon, who was playing my brother. So we kind of developed this kind of brother-ish relationship, I'd say. We just ended up going to the gym and, you know, going up for coffee and stuff like that. And he is beautiful in the way he's very subtle. So I think we have a lot in common in the way we act and a lot in common, like personally. So he's just a lovely being.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now we're pivoting again. What do you like most about yourself?
Sorry. I know that's a hard cut.
I love it. Do people answer that question?
They do.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to answer. That's fine as well.
No, it's just trying to come up with a good answer that's like actually honest. And I'd say one of the things that I am told a lot that people value, I think, is that usually I'm very optimistic in a certain ways. I'll never answer how are you by saying Monday or Tuesday, you know, the typical German thing, or like, oh, yes. Muss, it has to go. So I think I just have the true privilege of having the perspective of enjoying most of the stuff that I end up doing. And so that lightheartedness, which went away a bit shooting James in the second season because it's just so bleak. So I really tried to get back to that because that's, I think, something that's very close to me, and I want to cherish and perish that,
yeah,
that character trait. So trying to protect that, I think.
What do you dislike about yourself?
We're not making this easy.
I love it. This is kind of like therapy session. It's definitely, I mean, I've talked about this with my parents a lot as well. It's definitely that urge of doing that. Sometimes I'll say in my family, we tend to answer the question, how are you doing? Hey, in English, it's actually, how are you doing? It doesn't have the verb doing in it. That's interesting because in German, it's wie geht es dir. So it doesn't have the doing in it.
Yeah.
But we still answer it kind of through the lens of the doing. So you kind of like would say, oh, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. Instead of actually honestly answering how you're feeling, which might be more of the direction that you actually want to take the question with. And so I think that's something I'm working on. It's okay to do less and still be happy, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
No, I'm not a big fan of regretting, to be honest, because I try to respect my earlier and younger self for the choices that it's made, because obviously those were the information that I had, and that's the best choice that I could come up with. Doesn't mean that it was the best choice, like objectively out there. Certainly, I've done a lot of wrong decisions.
Well, who hasn't?
But I try not to give myself a hard time for coming short, because I did give it my best, and I feel like try to hold that up.
Yeah, fair enough. Which random thing makes you happy?
It's like if something fits perfectly, you know, like little things.
Yeah.
But like aesthetically pleasing, like you have, I don't know, you have anything that you put on a table and it just like perfectly aligns mm-hmm. with the rest of the interior. Oh my gosh, that's just like inherently pleasing. There's something within me goes like, perfect. That's it.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Oof.
Fair enough if you don't. That's fine.
I do. I don't know if it's life motto, but I do tend to tell myself those. It's funny because it's also from Rainer Maria Rilke, actually. He has these verses in a poem, the last four go, und senkt einst die Göttin die Waage, zerreißt sie, was mild sie gewebt, ich schließe die Augen und sage, ich habe geliebt und gelebt.
Mm.
Which, for our English listeners, oh my gosh, would probably translate to, and once the goddess lowers the scale, for what she destroys, she has woven, I will close my eyes and say, I have loved and I have lived.
Yeah.
Maybe that comes close to translation. Something in that line. And I think that's summarizing a lot of the not regretting it for, like, you know, as Gen Z would say, do it for the plot.
And we're already at the last question, which, I don't know, might be tricky, might not be answerable at all for you. Who knows? Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Okay. Interestingly enough, we have like, there's like two directions. One go very literal, like, you know, visually usually, and others who are more so looking for like I would say like an emotional presentation, and we've had like interesting choices, but
the beauty is, you know, there's certain departments in film that I haven't yet taken over, and casting department is definitely one of them, and I've just spent the last couple of days talking to a lot of casting directors, and they do brilliant work, so I definitely trust upon them to come up with good solutions to that.
Okay. That is the final answer, and we'll take it. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Damien. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for those nice questions. 19 is also an odd number of questions. I love it.
I know.
It's weirdly specific, but then again, large enough to be weird.
That is very true. Well, it is sort of coined after the Proust questionnaire.
Okay.
And okay. I think that's like 40 questions. So we sort of try to whittle it down and change them a little bit. So it works better with, you know, actors and actresses and creatives.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the national information and advisory center for the promotion of German films worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.